Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says she's been in a pensive mood lately, having spent recent days writing a victim impact statement ahead of the sentencing of an anti-government extremist who took part in a plot to kidnap and kill her last year. Her statement, which will be revealed in federal court on sentencing day next month, has forced her, she says, to take stock of what she's been through over the past year and what that portends for the nation going forward. We've come to a dangerous moment in our nation where it's not just about disagreement, it's about threats of violence, she tells Newsweek. A one-time shortlister for vice president on the 2020 Democratic ticket, she's especially sensitive to the intense, angry, and personal attacks visited every day upon the actual person who became the first female VP, Kamala Harris. This is the horrible, destructive climate we find ourselves in, Whitmer tells Newsweek. Certainly, the vice president is treated differently because of racial politics and gender politics, and it's just not fair. Indeed, Whitmer, 50, views many of the political dramas she and others have faced in recent months as a product of that viciousness. A year ago, she was one of the fastest rising political stars of the pandemic era, enjoying the highest approval ratings of her career. Most Michiganders polled said they were appreciative of the decisive, if restrictive, actions she took to curb the spread of COVID. Not everyone, though, an angry and vocal minority, resented what they viewed as intrusions on their personal liberty, including a group that marched on the state capitol with guns hanging effigies of her. As she rounds the corner toward her 2022 re-election, though, her popularity has cooled. She's still above water with a 50% approval rating compared to 44% disapproval. But that's a clear erosion from the 63% approved of her leadership at the height of the crisis.